Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Kids' terrorism fears or everyday dangers? Well, folks, the other day somebody asked me, how can we parents talk with our kids about the latest terrorist mass murder? Well, first things first. Hopefully, you've already built a relationship with your children in which they can turn to you anytime they're scared or upset. We do that by being caring and loving all the time, including when we're upset with them for breaking the rules. Then, instead of hitting or yelling, which can lead our kids to feel scared and avoid us in the tough times, teach them what's appropriate. Give them time to think what if they've broken our agreements, and support them later by noticing when they're being good and praising them. But let's assume you've got an overall good relationship. Congratulations, good work, mom and dad. Then, if your child comes to you upset about terrorism, let him or her know that whatever they feel, scared, sad, angry, lots of us feel that way. You find it upsetting, too, when people are hurt needlessly. Ask specifically what they're upset about. Then, using language they understand, put the danger into perspective. Like, sweetie, while there are lots of pictures on TV about what happened, that was a long ways away from here. There's almost no chance that's going to happen here to us. The police are already working on making sure those things don't happen again. And I'm always going to be here to take care of you no matter what happens. I already do that, like taking your hand and crossing the street with you, and feeding you healthy food, and making sure you go to school and have time to play outside. Now, with older children, tweens and teens, there's a chance to put terrorism into perspective and teach about much more immediate dangers, too. Like, my love, terrorism is scary to everyone, and our police and government are working hard to prevent those things from happening again. But there are people who are much more dangerous than terrorists here. Someone who offers you a first cigarette. You know, one out of three smokers die from smoking. More dangerous, too, are people who are suggesting trying drugs, or drinking and driving, or having unprotected sex, or who force you to have sex, or suggest bullying other kids, or suggest joining a gang, or not doing your homework, or skipping school. Our family rules are there to keep you safe now and have a happy life later. Even if you break one of our agreements, let me know so we can work together to understand and deal with the problem the best way possible. For example, if you're at a party and some kids start drinking, please just call me. I'll come and get you no matter when or where. And remember, I'm always going to be here to love you no matter what happens. I'm Rich O'Neill. Thanks for checking in.